I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 340, Eat the Frog First. Any procrastinators out there? Thank you, I see that hand. Yes, I see that hand too. But whether you raised your hand or not, we all do tend to do the things we love first, the things that we like, the things that we enjoy. And we push the harder, less pleasant things to do, well, we'll do those later. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God and to love others every day, to live life with Jesus loving through us. Now, it's okay to like to do some things better than others, but what if that strategy gets in the way of love? What if the Lord wants you and I to eat the frog first today? Say what? Well, listen in. Give me about 5 minutes to slow down, to tell you a story or share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask you a great question that will help us live out the two great commandments, maybe in a more concrete way today. It was Mark Twain who is purported to have said, "If it's your job to eat a frog, it's best to do it first thing in the morning." Why? Because you can go through the rest of your day knowing that the hardest task is behind you. Now, some of y'all listening today have perpetually put some things off that you know you're supposed to do. They're not fun, they're not easy, and you don't really want to do them, but it's kind of like eating the frog. Yuck. What goals has God given you that you've kicked down the road? What hard conversations need to happen that you've been avoiding? Mark Batterson wrote, "Destiny isn't a mystery. It is decisions. You have to start on the frog by taking the first bite, maybe even just putting it on your plate and then setting in front of it." I think making a pre-decision before the decision is important to get to the decision. For example, if you want to exercise, the first choice is not at the gym. The first choice is when the alarm goes off. Or for me, I've told you that I go to my upper room every day for prayer, Bible study, music, journaling, and more. But to do that every day, I gotta throw the covers off when my Apple Watch vibrates at 5 a.m. Now, lots of times, I don't want to get out of bed, but I eat the frog first. I literally say, 3, 2, 1, go, and put my bare feet on the cold floor and then head into my day. When I get to the prayer room, I'm always glad I did. But it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't eaten the frog first. The Proverbs cautions, a slacker always has an excuse for not working. Like, I can't go to work, there's a lion outside, and murderers too. In another place in Proverbs, it says, the way of the lazy is as a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. As Paul told young Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Or Paul said to the Philippians, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Look, that doesn't mean if I want to play for the Seahawks, I will, or if I want to be a company CEO, I can, but it means I can do whatever God has for me to do today, and I can run the race that God has set before me, and you can run your race too. Here's the great question. What's your frog? What is your frog today? And will you eat it first? Let's pray this prayer adapted from ChristianTT.com. Heavenly Father, I'm struggling to motivate myself for the task ahead. I feel so weak and tired. I don't feel that I can achieve it. The mountains ahead of me just seem too high. But Lord, you've not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound, well-balanced mind. I will draw upon the spirit of strength and discipline that you've bestowed upon me. I know that I can do all things through you who gives me strength. Heavenly Father, I put aside all delay, all procrastination. Give me the motivation I need to power through the things I need to do. May I do everything as unto you, Lord, not unto people. May I be faithful and diligent, even in the least of things that I need to accomplish. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May God help us eat the frog first. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 341. And in the meantime, Batterson wrote, "Eating the frog is making time for the important things over the urgent things." So in the hard things that you have to do today, may you have peace and presence, knowing that God is with you as you go ahead and eat the frog first.